大家好.
Welcome to another episode of the Convo Club, the Mandarin podcast where you get to talk back. If you like us, a free way to show your love is to subscribe, rate, review, and best of all, to share us with others you know. If you'd like to connect with us, send us a message at ChineseConvoClub@gmail.com. I'm your host, Lindy, aka Ling Jie, and here with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Vicky Zhang.
大家好, 我是Vicky, 很高兴又回到我们的节目。 感谢大家对我们的支持，也欢迎您订阅、评论和转发。如果您有什么问题，或者想和我们进一步的交流，也欢迎您发邮件到我们的邮箱。And
how are you doing today?
我很好，你怎么样？
也很好。 So today we are going to be talking about 找工作。 About looking for a job. 那关于这些，你有没有很多的经历？
我自己经历不是很多，因为我记得我大学毕业的时候，好像工作很容易找。Okay,
so when you graduated from college, jobs were very plentiful.
对，是的，不像现在竞争这么激烈。Yes,
yeah, I've heard the competition is pretty fierce now, and there are very few jobs in China.
我不知道中国怎么样，但是我知道今年美国的大学毕业生工作很难找。Okay,
so here too. Actually, I hadn't really paid attention recently to what was going on here, but
对，今年好像特别的难。我看到有一个学生说他就是给公司发了400多份简历，终于找到了一份工作。Oh
my gosh, 400?
对,
400 resumes.
是。
Before you found a job.
Uh-huh, 对.
Oh, wow, okay. That's a little bit scary.
是的, 今年特别的难找。
Okay, all right. Well, let's go on with our vocabulary and we will discuss this more.
好的, 毕业。
To graduate.
改。
To change.
简历。
Resume.
股票。
Stocks.
研究员。
Researcher.
助理.
Assistant.
相关.
Relevant. Related.
实习.
Internship.
经历.
Experience.
注重.
To value.
去年一年.
All of last year.
细心.
Careful, attentive, detail-oriented. All right, so let's listen to today's dialogue.
杨洋今年毕业，王军是杨洋父亲的朋友。你开始找工作了吗？
还没有，我现在在改简历。
你打算找什么工作啊？
我以后想当股票研究员，所以我想找研究员助理的工作。
挺好的，你可以多写一些相关的实习经历，很多公司都很注重这部分。明白。只是去年一年，我始终没找到和做研究相关的实习，我只做过律师助理。这个经历可以写到简历里，律师助理一般都是很细心的。研究员助理也需要很细心。
Okay, so we've got a few things to unpack here. Let's start with the very first part, which is not the two people talking, but actually the narrator who comes in and says, okay, so one of the characters, what is their name? It looks like Yang Yang.
Uh-huh, 对。他的姓是杨，然后他的名字也是杨，但是他们是不一样的字，所以叫杨杨。
Okay, so 他的姓, their last name is Yang. Is that fourth tone or second tone?
二声,
second tone. Okay, Yang. And then their 名字, their name is also Yang, second tone, but the character is different.
嗯哼，对。姓杨的人在中国很多吗？ 应该是不少，就是因为我有很多同学和朋友都姓杨。Oh,
okay. So this person is Yang Yang, and what happens here right in the very first part?
Yang Yang, 今年毕业.
Okay, 毕业, that's the first word on our list. And that means to graduate. 毕业。
对。
Okay, so 不管是高中、大学，还有什么地方可以毕业？
小学也可以毕业。
Okay, elementary school you can graduate.
对、
okay.
小学毕业、初中毕业、高中毕业、大学毕业、研究生毕业，就是 whenever you finish a period of a school, you can say you graduate. Yeah, 毕业。
Okay, so the words 毕业 in particular, do they have any special meaning?
毕 just means 完毕 like finish. And、
okay.
then 业 it's 学业 means your study. Yeah, so finish your study period, 毕业了。
So, 学业, it might be a different 业, but that can also be your degree, right?
Degree is a 学位, 学位。
学位, okay. All right, and then there's also 学历。
对对对。
Okay, and what is 学历?
学历和学位差不多。学历基本上就是 when you go to work, you show what you accomplished. You show people your 学历。Kind of like your degree.
Okay.
学位, it's similar. It's like, you know, when you graduate at the moment, you get your 学位证书, like the diploma.
Diploma, yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting because I don't think we get two different things here in the U.S. I don't think we get a 学历 and a 学位. So, I'm not quite sure what the difference would be.
I think sometimes you can just use either one.
Okay, so degree, we got it. So Yang Yang has just graduated, and what's the next part? It says,
王军, 王军是杨洋父亲的朋友。
So Wang Jun is Yang Yang's father's friend.
对,是的。
Wang Jun talks first, and what does he say?
他问杨洋,说,你开始找工作了吗?
Okay, have you started looking for a job? I think this is pretty simple. We just have, you know, have you started 开始找 to look for 工作 work. I don't think I see anything too hard here. Maybe just the 了 at the end. Why is there a 了?
Like you started to look for, it's like you already start this activity. You need a 了 as a kind of like a started past tense.
Yeah, that seemed right to me. By the way, I forgot to ask, and you may have said it, and I could have forgotten. Yang Yang, is that a guy or a girl?
I guess this name is either one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a Chinese movie star. His name is Yang Yang. So he's a very handsome guy, I guess.
Okay, so we can imagine it's a guy. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Yang Yang. But it could be a girl's name or a guy's name.
对,
Got it.
对.
Yeah, often when I look at names in Chinese, I have no idea. Like if it's just on paper, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. So I don't know if I should say he or she. But okay, we'll say he. So what does Yang Yang say in response?
还没有,我现在在改简历。
Okay, so we get to the next two words in our list. The first one is 改, and usually when I say change, 改, I say 改变. So could I say, you know, 我现在在改变简历?
好像有点不能这么改,因为改变 kind of like you totally, you make a completely change, 改变. 如果只是改,可能就是 make a little correction here and there.Like a fix.
Okay. I see. So I'm fixing my resume. So in English, we also say I'm updating my resume. In China, would you say update this word?
一般就用改,改简历。
Okay.
你也可以说更新我的简历,也可以 update.
Okay. So you can say both. Here's another one, a little bit unrelated, but to doing with resumes. Can you pad your resume?Are you familiar with this word?
不知道, pad.
Okay, so padding your resume, I was just looking at the exact definition, but it's like to exaggerate or to add things that are untrue to your resume to make it look like you have more experience than you actually have.
Oh, 可能在中文有一个词叫做润色。润色, it's kind of like add more color.But I don't think 润色 means you add something not true. It's just like, you know, maybe the same thing. You use a more exotic way to say it. For example, you know, instead of say, okay, I'm a computer software engineer, you know, if you 润色, you can say, you know, I'm a leader of this team and did this project, that project. Just add something more eye-catching sentence, but it's not necessary make up your resume.
Okay. All right. That's exactly what we're talking about, to embellish or to touch up. So, yeah. 润色. Okay. Can you say that one more time?
润色.
润色. How do you spell that?
湿润的润. Like R-U-N. Se is 颜色的色.
Okay. I don't know 湿润. I don't know that one.
Like 湿润, like moist, moisturize.
Moist.
对对对。
湿润. Okay. So 润 by itself can also mean smooth, sleek, profit, benefit. But by itself, it also means to embellish.
润色. Yeah, together just means touch up.
Okay, I got it. So can you use it in a sentence? Like how would you use it in a resume example?
再给我的简历润色一下。或者是润色一下我的简历。
All right, so I'm going to touch up my resume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, 跑题了。All right, so let's go back to 简历。简历 is resume. We got third tone, fourth tone. 简, is that 简单的简? Or is that a different one?
对,简单,简化,就是 like the simple version.If you want to write your whole experience, maybe, you know, anybody has lived for 20 years, you can write 10 pages, right? So, 历 is 经历, like your experience. So, you kind of like summarize your experience.
Mm. 简历. Okay, like simplified experience or resume.
对,对。
简历, got it. All right, so Yang Yang says, 我现在在改简历。And then Wang Jun, 他怎么回答?
你打算找什么工作?
So what kind of job are you looking for? And what is Yang Yang looking for?
我以后想当股票研究员,所以我想找研究员助理的工作。
Okay, we have a few words in here. And the first one is 股票. I know what stocks are, 股票. I knew this one, but I don't know what a 股票研究员 is. So 研究员 is a researcher, but what exactly is a stock researcher?
I don't know. I think it's probably like a finance related, you know, related with the stocks investment, mutual fund management.
I was wondering if it's a stock broker, but that doesn't sound the same.
好像还不是。
Okay, so what is a stock broker in Chinese?
股票经纪人,股票经纪人, yeah, broker, 经纪人。
Okay, 经纪人。So, Yang Yang doesn't want to be a 股票经纪人, a stock broker. He wants to be a stock researcher, which, okay, if anybody can tell us what that is, please do, because we have no idea. But what's the rest of that? So, he says, 所以...
所以我想找研究员助理的工作。
Okay, so I want to find a research assistant job. All right, in finance, I'm assuming. So what is the word for assistant?
助理。
I think this is pretty easy to understand. 助 is 帮助, like to help. And 理 by itself, I'm not so sure, actually.
理, I think it's probably like a 管理, like a management. So, you know, assist you to manage your stuff, assistant.
Got it. 他想找一个研究员助理的工作。Can we leave off the 员? Can we just say, 我想找研究助理的工作。
好像不可以。
嗯。
研究员, I guess it's a position. 研究员助理 is kind of like a...They're probably not qualified to become a 股票研究员,所以他就是先当一个 assistant.
All right, so you have to keep the yuan there.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And so what does Wang Jun say next?
挺好的。 你可以多写一些相关的实习经历。
Okay, so we have a few things there. He says, okay, that's great. So you can write more that's relevant to your internship experience. Is that right?
对，就是说 the related internship experience, something related to this job title, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have 相关, and that means relevant or related to. 相关的实习, that's an internship. 2 second tones there, 实习. Can we go into that word a little bit more? So what is 什么是实,什么是习?
实习, I think 实 probably just means like a 实践, practical way of 学习的习, study. Most time when we were a student, we kind of like sit in the classroom, you know, doing a study on the paper or over the computer. Mm-hmm. But 实习 is you practice for the real lifetime. You go to a company, you do the work. So 实习,实际的 or 通过实践来学习。
Okay, so like practical knowledge,
对、
right?
So 习就是学习。然后实 just means like the real life experience. So you,、mm-hmm. you learn through your real life experience. That's 实习。
Okay, got it. So practical experience, basically.
对。
Okay, 实习经历。So, and that's the word experience also. So he says, let's go back to that. 你可以多写一些相关的实习经历。So 经历, just a word about this too. It is in our...vocabulary list. But you can also say 经验, is that right? Like 实习的经验。
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, 可以。
Which one is better in this situation?
I think here 经历 is better because as a student, you don't really have a lot of 经验。
Mm-hmm.
So 经历 just your experience. 经验 is kind of like if you are very good at something, you collect a lot of 经验。
Okay, yeah, I think I understand this. So 经历 is kind of like, I have done something or I haven't done something. But 经验 is more about the knowledge that you gained by doing something. I think that's the difference.
对,是的。
Okay, so one more time, can you say that sentence? 你可以, that one right there.
你可以多写一些相关的实习经历。
Okay, and then next he says, 很多公司都很注重这部分。So we have 注重。And what exactly does that mean?
注重 just, you know, pay attention, value this part.
Okay. 重, fourth tone means heavy. 注, I guess it's from 注意, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like attention.
Mm-hmm.
注重, so 注 attention, 重。Heavy, like your attention on something is very heavy. That's kind of how I think of it.
Okay, yeah,、mm-hmm. that sounds good. Good explanation.
That works.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So a lot of companies really value this part, this practical experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And then what does Yang Yang say?
明白。只是去年一年我始终没找到和做研究相关的实习。我只做过律师助理。
Okay, so Yang Yang has a problem, which is he doesn't have that practical experience. He has experience as a 律师助理。So what is that?
律师就是 lawyer, 反正助理就是 assistant.
Okay, so like a legal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or legal aid. I like the first part of this. So he says, 去年一年我始终没找到和研究 blah, blah, blah. There's more there. We don't need to get into that. The 去年一年 part, all of last year. I think normally if you were to ask me to say, how do you say all of last year in Chinese? I would think of something like 一整年 or 去年一整年我都怎么怎么样 But it seems like this is maybe a little bit better. 我去年一年 blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't know. Is that right?
对对很长这个很常用去年一年前年一年、mm-hmm. 你也可以说昨天一天 like the whole day yesterday.
Okay, can I say 今天一天 all day today?
可以，对。
And then also 今年一年 all of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all of last year, I 始终没找到
和做研究相关的实习。
Mm-hmm. So what is he saying there? All of last year, what happened?
I have not found any related internship with that stock researcher job.
I think so. So, 始终 means like 终于, right? Like I finally never found the internship that I was looking for. Is that right?
Uh-huh. 始 means the beginning. 开始的始。终 means the end.
Mm.
So like from the beginning to the end. Like always.
Okay.So let's see, 只是去年一年我始终没找到和研究相关的实习。So he was looking for that internship last year, but the entire year he never found it. So then he just decided to be a legal assistant instead. Okay. 太可惜了。And what does Wang Jun say to this?
他说这个经历可以写到简历里。律师助理一般都是很细心的，研究员助理也需要很细心。
Okay, so Wang Jun is saying you can also put this on your resume. 这个经历可以写到简历里。So you can put this on your resume. Legal assistants are usually very meticulous. And research assistants are also very meticulous. So he thinks it's kind of a winning...thing to have that experience, or he thinks it's relevant enough. Let's look at this word, 细心. 细 is fourth tone. 心 is first tone. Can you explain a little bit more about like what this word is?
细我觉得就是仔细。仔细的细 like careful. 心 like your heart.
Okay.
细心就是, you know, very careful, detail oriented.
So, according to Wang Jun,律师助理和研究员助理他们俩都是很细心的。So these two types of assistants are very meticulous. I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't done either of those things. But 让我们来细心地听一下我们今天的对话。
好的。
杨洋今年毕业。王军是杨洋父亲的朋友。
你开始找工作了吗？
还没有，我现在在改简历。
你打算找什么工作啊？
我以后想当股票研究员，所以我想找研究员助理的工作。
挺好的，你可以多写一些相关的实习经历，很多公司都很注重这部分。
明白。只是去年一年，我始终没找到和做研究相关的实习，我只做过律师助理。
这个经历可以写到简历里，律师助理一般都是很细心的，研究员助理也需要很细心。
Okay, and now it is time for pronunciation training, where we invite all of you at home to practice the lines of today's dialogue with us at home or wherever you happen to be.
好的，现在是我们的练习时间。欢迎大家不管是在家还是在别的地方都跟我们一起边听边学边练。
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍。然后回答下面的问题。
简历。改。改简历。再改简历。我现在。我现在在改简历。还没有。还没有，我现在在改简历。
你开始找工作了吗？
还没有，我现在在改简历。
实习经历，实习经历，相关，相关的实习经历，一些相关的实习经历，多写，多写一些，多写一些相关的实习经历。你可以多写一些相关的实习经历。
我想找研究员助理的工作。
那你可以多写一些相关的实习经历。
去年一年，我没找到，我始终没找到研究，做研究，相关的实习，做研究相关的实习。我始终没找到和做研究相关的实习。只是去年一年，只是去年一年，我始终没找到和做研究相关的实习。
你可以多写一些相关的实习经历，很多公司都很注重这部分。
明白，只是去年一年，我始终没找到和做研究相关的实习。
写，可以写。简历，到简历里，可以写到简历里。这个经历，这个经历可以写到简历里。
我只做过律师助理。
这个经历可以写到简历里。
Okay, so now it's time for a little preview of our lesson for next time.
Hey, 小样，我听说你被公司录用了，恭喜。
谢谢，我很兴奋能加入这个团队。
面试过程怎么样？
面试时我强调了我的经验和技能，感觉与公司文化很契合。
那真是太好了，你什么时候开始上班？
下周一就开始了，我已经迫不及待了。
那你有什么样的很难忘记的实习经历吗？
对，有一些。我快要大学毕业的时候，因为我的专业是 音乐教育。I think I said that right. Music education.
对对对。
Okay, so, 我最后一个学期就是在一个高中学校做音乐老师。然后我觉得啊，这个时候还是很痛苦的时候。It was really hard. I was a student teacher my last year of college. And I think that being a teacher in public school is really one of the hardest things that you can actually do. So, 每天压力都是很大。你需要备课。You have to prepare for class. But also, you kind of have to prepare for the students. 他们常常protest what you're doing. They don't like what you're doing. 经常和他们有什么冲突
啊？ 其实我觉得教高中很不容易。如果你要是，比如说他们如果让你教小学生，会不会更好一些？就很 cute
啊，也应该会。但是我觉得最近几年，甚至当小学的老师是越来越难。I think it's just harder and harder year by year, even elementary school.
哦，为什么？为什么小学也很难吗？
这个我很难说，因为我很多年没有做。It's hard for me to say, but like, okay, so for example, my daughter, she's in second grade. 她现在上二年级。有一天她回家，然后告诉我们，他们那个时候有一个代替老师。They had a substitute teacher in class, and that teacher, 一个男的，他最后对他们讲，I've been here for the entire however long, like 8 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've only gotten respect for about 10 minutes
oh.
of those 8 hours from you guys. Yeah. And this is second grade.
I think that's not the elementary school kids' problem. That's a whole society's. It's a different culture. When you're in China, teacher, they have the same kind of respect as the doctors.No, people respect the teachers. But here in this country, I think I don't say that.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. So when your son went to school, did you see the same kinds of things toward teachers?
I don't notice. I think probably, you know, boys, they don't talk much. So I don't know what's going on in school. But when I was in school...You know, we respect the teachers. Nobody can dare to say bad things to the teachers, like in China. And today it's the same. Parents respect the teachers. In Chinese, we have a word, 一日为师，终身为父. The meaning is, even if you are my teacher just for a day, you're kind of like a father for my entire life. That's how people, you know, think.How important the teacher is.
That's really different.
But here it's not. Yeah, here it's not.
Mm-mm. No, definitely not. And, you know, I feel like when I was a kid, which I hate to say was like a long, long time ago, but I feel like I respected my teachers and most of my classmates respected my teachers. Maybe when I was in high school, there was a little bit of pushback, but...I don't know. Now it's just a totally different story. So I don't think I could be a teacher again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I did it before, but I don't think I could do it here again. It's just too different now.
Yeah. Sad. Mm-hmm. That's very sad change.
对。对。有一点可惜。So, okay. So that's all for today's episode. And I hope that you have learned some 对毕业、对实习相关的词汇。And then also, 你每一次听我们播客的时候都会怎么样？
学好中文。
增加 maybe.
对。
All right, and until next time, guys. 再见。
好的，再见。